Coming up on Thunder Pop.
What is coming up on Thunder Pop?
Jesus Christ.
I guess
that's a lot of fucking pressure.
I guess I should know. I'm supposed to be the moderator here, the host. Actually, we're going to break down. There's been a new Star Wars trailer, kind of. I mean, in Japan, they came out with the Japanese version of it for a trailer. Then there's a new TV spot. So we're going to break down those for Force Awakens. Let's do that theme song. Dude just keeps... There he goes.
I can't.
It's the only thing missing there is the sound effect on the song. And we got it.
Yeah.
Dude just keeps lying. It's a guy from Fine Young Cannibals that's doing that for... No, it's not.
Glad he found work.
Yes.
You are single-handedly helping the economy.
I'm joined by two of the three members of Evil Flying Chickens. Why do we not have the third member?
She's kicking ass, doing a Krav Maga or... Brazilian jiu-jitsu or something.
Her ninja stuff. We don't talk about her ninja stuff.
Hi-ya! Yeah!
Our houses don't get broken into. It's a fair trade.
It's a fair trade. And this is something by Evil Fly and Chicken. In the video, they're getting the tattoos. Both of you are getting tattoos?
Yeah, we all three got tattoos that day. Jason got the album art for the new album, Music for Pyromaniacs. Since the band started off in New Orleans, I'm from Louisiana, I got the Fowl de Lis, which is basically a chicken within a Fleur de Lis.
I like that. And yeah. Did you have someone design that, or they had
The tattoo guy, Eric Axel, I kind of told him what we wanted, and... Donna Jean got a chicken skull, so all kind of thematically together, but over at Triple Crown, and we shot video, shot some photos, and just accidentally turned into a really great video.
How long were you there through this whole process when you're getting these tattoos and you're shooting?
8 hours.
Yeah, 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah, because you're talking three people getting tattoos.
It was a full day.
Yeah.
You made a day of it.
Yeah.
Were they open for business otherwise, or were they just kind of had the place yourself?
The other guys doing tattoos were doing stuff that day.
So what was going on?
But yeah, Eric, he did an incredible job, for all of us.
Do people still stop and look when stuff's being filmed, or are we so used to cameras at this point everywhere that people are not even fazed by it? Because remember, you go film something like years ago, even if it was just like some bullshit student film. Everybody wanted to stop and see what it was. Is that? Do you think?
I would say only when there's like a gaggle of people shooting. Then they figure, it must be somebody important.
It's not just somebody's YouTube show. It's just like a maybe a real movie.
Yeah. I'm sure if the trucks are there and then the generators are running, then people get kind of interested. But pretty
craft
much
services,
you turn your phone around, no one really notices.
Because shows now like YouTube, podcast, and one of these days I might do a podcast.
You totally should.
I should do it.
Good luck with that.
In the meantime, we're just doing this bullshit.
Oh, you do. Let me know I'm there.
And I'd love to have you. But it's kind of become like, Oprah Winfrey, where she had these shows like Oprah's Favorite Things. Everybody's getting this. So now it's like YouTube. Everybody's getting a YouTube show. Everybody's getting a podcast. It's Oprah.
This is one of my
favorite shows of the year. Rockin' Santas, when you have a party, just kind of put them at the door. I love lotion, French mustard, silk pajamas, elves coming out. You all are going to get one.
Anyway, so we're breaking down Star Wars when we come back, the Japanese trailer. And there's a TV spot, too, in there, too, that came out around the same time. So we're going to break those down. We're going to watch them and kind of break it down.
Awesome, let's do it.
And we're back, Thunderpop. Or TP.
Sweet.
Or that's the initialed. You know when they started doing that
last
with shows?
Last time I got back on the TP, it took weeks to get off of it.
Oh, man. Yes. Yeah, read the fine print on that stuff. All right. So, we're breaking down the Japanese Star Wars trailer. Let's take a look at it again. Have you seen this already? Jazz? Jason?
I have seen it, of course. I've dissected it. And, dude, there's a lightsaber to a girl's throat. Like... What I do with the helmet at home. We've already talked about
it. Yeah, refer to episode 2 of this podcast if you want to know more about that helmet situation.
I think I peed a little when I first saw that trailer.
Who are you?
I'm no one.
Where do you come from? I know all about waiting.
I want a BB-8.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I want to show up like Spider House with BB-8 following me around. But I want like a real BB-8.
Oh, you know somebody at Comic-Con's going to have one made. I don't know how.
Some nerd is going to use this. He's going to have a real deal built. It's not going to be just some toy like they got at Target. Now, they got the different ones. They have a small one, and then they've got the bigger one.
Yeah.
Have you gone to the store to see it up close?
Dude,
you checked it out?
I tell you what, man. I love the fact that I just turned 40, and I'm still having the urge to blow my entire paycheck on Star Wars stuff. But it's a little overwhelming. Every store has specific items that if you want to get that item, you have to go to that store.
Yeah.
So.
I'm still waiting to pass judgment or if I'm going to collect anything from this film until after I see it. Because I've still got a Jar Jar Binks doll.
Well, that smells stink-a-whiff.
You know, and I love the costumes. We've seen the costumes, seen some of the weapons already in the trailer. And gotten kind of... You know, loving the costumes, loving the designs, loving her capris.
Ah, yes, capri shorts.
The capri shorts are really, really doing it for me.
Yes.
In a big way. All right.
Looks like it's hot there.
Yeah, I'd want to be...
Capri shorts remind me of Groove Armada.
For my family.
And I want a Finn, like the leather bomber jacket the Finn's wearing. For a while I wanted the Han Solo jacket from Empire Strikes Back with all the pockets.
Oh, yeah.
And now I kind of want that Finn jacket that's got the red trim on there. Yeah.
I will fulfill our destiny. I will finish what you started.
His lightsaber is badass. You know what? The thing is, it's got... They just showed that. We get the best look we've gotten of that lightsaber so far in any of the trailers. We saw it, but we didn't see like a close shot of it like that.
Oh, yeah.
With the sound. And it's got a little more of a coarse like look to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not steady. It looks like it's going to break down at some moment.
Yeah.
It's like 8-bit.
Yeah.
It's really, it is. I don't know how to explain it better than that. It's the way it's broken up. It's not like the actual old lightsabers, which, you know, that were fluorescent tubes with hard plastic on them, you know.
Back in my day, lightsabers were made so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, you use them for a couple of years and got tossed obsolescence.
They do that on purpose, so you have to go back and get the new one. And all the updates you have to do on lightsabers now, they used to not have to do all those updates.
Oh, yeah.
It was just so much simpler. You just plug them in and charge it and go to business.
Oh, back when we had American lightsabers.
Made in the USA.
The quality sure matters to me.
I noticed now Finn is a little bit more... Rey, her character, you could tell she's a tough girl. She's had to fend for herself. And no pun intended, fend for yourself.
But,
pun should not have been intended there. It was pretty terrible, actually. So Finn, you know, you see him when he the lightsaber. He opens up the lightsaber as Kylo Ren's coming at him out in that woodsy, dark woodsy. He seems a little bit less confident, a little more like shaky. I see the run there. Did you see the run?
He's a galactic trust fund kid.
He was a little bit tripped. He was kind of tripping a little bit. Yeah. Like, and I'm not one of these people that are hating on that actor. Is very good. He's got some great credentials. I'm just analyzing. Say, hey, maybe his character. What's the deal with the character? Maybe that's a little bit kind of background information we're seeing in the trailer there. That maybe his character is a little bit, you know, not, I wouldn't say klutzy, but will be a word for it. A little bit not as
polished.
Polished, exactly.
Oh yeah.
Which is fine. Luke Skywalker wasn't necessarily super polished from the very beginning of his run.
No.
You know, he was a farm boy. You know, he's wearing the kind of the weird yellow, what would you call it, leggings?
I don't know what that outfit is, man. I still have...
The white karate... It's almost like they... Because they had a budget...
Like a gi?
When they did that first movie, there was a tighter budget. I mean, they just like this little movie they were making, and they didn't expect it to go anywhere, and there was this weird guy that mumbles that was making the movie... George. I was like, oh yeah, he'd done the American Graffiti movie with Ronnie Howard, but you know, it's like, okay, this is a sci-fi movie. We're not going to give him a lot of money for a sci-fi movie. Who goes to sci-fi movies? Is Clint Eastwood in it? Okay, no, we're not giving him a lot of money then. Is Burt Reynolds going to be in it? Can we get Burt Reynolds for Han Solo? Can you imagine that if the studio had said, you can make this movie, but Burt's got to be Han Solo?
That sounds like a great idea for a podcast.
I don't know. I don't know if that would decrease or increase the stock of either commodity.
At this point, would that
increase Burt Reynolds' stock? Or would it make where everybody would go back at Star Wars and say, that's fucking Barbarella?
and with the Millennium Falcon, would he have been more associated with the Millennium Falcon than that Trans Am and the...
Aren't they the same thing?
Smoking the Bandit. Well, actually, in Star Wars, that is the Trans Am of, you know, it's classic. It's kind of, you know, some people had said how that would move that spaceship now, like at this time and period, wouldn't even be running anymore. Like it would be like, you know, if you're talking hypotheticals. Mm-hmm. They had to put that in the movie because it's Superman's red cape.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't make the Superman movie without the red cape. Although I'm sure that at one point Tim Burton tried to do that. But
yeah.
That's a whole other story. Anyway, yeah, you had to have it in there. But at this point, you know, you wonder, how many overhauls and repairs and new motors that they have to put into that thing and to keep it in the sky.
Like, I like the cars in Cuba.
And by the way, this is off subject because we don't see this in this Japanese trailer. But the C-3PO red arm, or is it orange? Have you seen? You've
yeah,
seen
I think
this,
it's right? red.
Yeah, it's red. What do you think? You have a theory on that?
I tell you what, I've only heard about it. I really haven't looked for it. You know, C-3PO, that's not my deal, man.
Mm-hmm. It's just not. He doesn't do it for you.
Yeah, you know,
shiny
his metal. Helmet's not shiny enough.
He's shiny metal ass. what do you think? You have a theory?
I don't know.
On
like,
it?
I think he may be a little bit obsolete by this time, and mm-hmm. maybe the arm is kind of an upgrade or just a compatible arm.
Mm-hmm. I thought that too, because you know when you've got old parts, I mean, you got an old piece of equipment. You know, you've been a filmmaker, a DJ. You know, like taking stuff and trying to get the most out of it, keeping equipment for a while, and then you want to keep it going a little longer. It's not working, but you need to order a part for it. And they don't, this part's kind of hard to find. So I thought that too about his arm. I thought maybe at this point, you know, it's kind of become a dated kind of robot that's had to be, you know, kind of rigged up a few times. Even this Chewbacca put him back together multiple times, right?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
He had to put him back together.
He was constantly blowing up.
Yeah.
He was constantly blowing up.
So you had to think at some point they just ran, when they tried to go to the parts store, when his arm was probably blown up, they couldn't get another one of that number. They called the parts store, and they just didn't have, so they had. So oh, we got this one of this other color though. It goes went on this other robot's model.
They called the RoboZone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they think they could have thrown some spray paint on that. Some gold. Take it like 5 minutes to spray paint that.
C-3PO getting blown up is the arc indicator of the Star Wars movies. Mm-hmm. When C-3PO gets blown up, the sad music is coming, and the triumphant part of the movie where they overcome is mm-hmm. coming shortly. So that's just an indicator. It's like, mm-hmm. all right, C-3PO is blown up. It's going to get good now.
I don't know your name.
Finn.
I'm right. There are stories about what happened.
The Force. It's true. All of it.
All right, so there, the scene where Han Solo, and we saw that in trailer 3, the one that came out during the football game, and I'm glad they put that trailer out because it was a terrible football game. I had to sit through that damn football game. was it the Giants-Eagles?
I believe so.
I had to sit through that game. You did it too, didn't you? I know.
I was switching around. You know, usually if it's not my teams, I try not to get too involved.
Yeah. So anyway, it gave us a reason to watch that Monday Night Football game. So they're talking there. It's like, is it true? The legends, you know, and Rey, you figure her character's probably about early 20s. The actress that's playing her, I think, is 23. So it's been 30 years since Return of the Jedi when Luke Skywalker was full speed ahead. And the Jedi, he was, you know, the Jedis had been eliminated by they had been cleared out, and there were a few left. Maybe Yoda was gone. But the Jedi, Return of the Jedi, literally Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
So you think about, we're 2015 right now in our own galaxy. 30 years back, you'd go to 19, what would that be? What year would that be? I'm thinking, doing my math here, but it's 2000 to 85. Is it seem that impossible that someone that's 23 right now would ask, is it true what they say? Was there really a show called Miami Vice? Was there really a character? Was there really a Cosby show?
Did y'all wear those MC Hammer pants?
And was he really a rapist, Bill Cosby? Is it true? And the frightening thoughts I've had since that all broke out with him and the Cosby sweaters, thoughts of him and his Cosby sweaters using it as a way to put people in a trance looking at the designs on the sweaters.
There's an easy way to make Jell-O instant pudding. Shake it! Shake it!
It's almost getting easier to count the women who haven't had those allegations than the ones who have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can truly honestly say I've never been drugged and raped by Bill Cosby.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't want to talk about it.
He did try, but he tried it with a sweater. Okay, so that's the part there that I kind of, when I was trying to like be the devil's advocate a little bit, trying to like say, okay, what negative things can I find? Because we all got like a little erection there. We saw these for the first time, the second time. And then if you're like me, I was up playing it for like the 20th time, the 30th time. You know, but then you start thinking, okay, these are the things I'm going to start to try to find wrong with it, if I'm going to try to find anything wrong with it at all. And that was the thing that was kind of weird for me, was, okay, 30 years has been a while, but has it been that long that people was think that it was all a like urban legend or a myth about Jedis and Dark Knights and good and bad?
Yeah, it seems like it would be kind of longer for it to be kind of turned into myth mm-hmm. and fables.
Mm-hmm. But then this is where I could give him some leeway on that, because I thought about it, went in circles with this for a while. If you think they're in a different galaxy, different universe. In our universe, our advances in technology are that we have some cool toys. We really like our toys.
Yeah.
We make sure to have some fun stuff entertainment-wise, and we continually try to advance those Earth and our planet. You know, we like our entertainment. So we have the internet. We can go look stuff up. We can research things that maybe happened before we were born. We can Wikipedia. And then we've got on-demand. We've got streaming. But then you've got like all this stuff content-wise that you can never seem to get to when you need to get to it. So there's that end of the too, because a lot of stuff is not available on streaming. So if you don't have a local video store, how do you get to find a certain movie?
Oh, yeah.
But so this, Do they have internet?
Okay, I'd say, going back to like your 30-year example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's think about Snowden in like 30 years, you know, from
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some of that Snowden story is going to sound like myth mm-hmm. within 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, was that true?
The Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think about it from a totally different perspective. I think that it's, to me, it just shows that JJ is really playing, he's holding all of his cards.
Mm-hmm.
He's not letting us see a whole lot. Like, we don't know what the status of the Empire is at this point. We don't know what the I mean, there's obviously an Empire. There's obviously still a rebellion. We're watching those ships mm-hmm. fly around. But we don't know what they hold in this mm-hmm. galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have things really changed that much? So this would just become, well, they blew up another Death Star, so mm-hmm. big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Or have things changed so much that that seems like a fantastical story that had nothing to do with, or mm-hmm. that had everything to do with it.
And that happened a little bit in episode 4, where Han Solo thought that was all, like, hokey-pokey. It's like, oh, and Obi-Wan Kenobi, there he's sitting right there in front of him, a living Jedi. But he thought, oh, this old man's crazy, this old man's kooky. So it may be, and they say it's a galaxy far, far away, that they're kind of backward when it comes to, like, the information from one decade to the next being able to be... There's one more before we continue on with this. Could there have been a reimagining? You know, like, you talk about, like, where, you know, Hitler burned the books. Was there at some point some sort of, like, purging of the history?
Oh, that's a good point. You know, I was thinking about, like, the original trilogy. It was kind of... Oh, you can look at it and see some things that are happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely, you know, post 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, don't they even quote George Bush? You know, either with us or against us.
Yes, it's interesting.
Yeah, and it's just I wonder how much of the last few years if you're going to see any influence.
Mm-hmm. I'm imagining there's going to be something somewhere. You know, Star Trek was always really good with that, if like playing on whatever was kind of like happening in our times. You know, we talked about that last show before last, where the 60s they were confronting, like, you know, interracial kiss that happened that became a big thing, and then having more people of different races and ethnicities are in front of the camera. And then, you know, as they progressed and the next generation came out, that was about, you know, kind of giving more substantial parts to female characters and having, and also the character development. Man, that is badass. You see that, that lightsaber comes around and it's like right there on her face, and you're like, she's going to do something to get it. She's going to duck. You think she's going to duck?
I'm not sure what's going on there. She's got a look in her eyes that, well, I often like that look in their eyes. That's that look right before you put them in the trunk. Unbreakable.
So there was a clip I watched today. I don't have it right here ready to go, but the one of the stunt guys that's working on this movie had put on his Instagram a clip. So the staff, there's a stunt double with a staff with the other stunt double, and they're practicing. The other stunt double is using a stick, which you would assume is a lightsaber. Now the feeling is that it's going to be staff versus lightsaber between her and Kylo Ren in the movie. That's pretty substantial. Because there was some definite choreography in that, what they were training and doing. It's pretty interesting.
I don't know, like, part of me, like, his saber just doesn't seem like it's as good as, like, the traditional lightsaber.
You think it looks rigged up, like it was something someone just kind of put together?
Yeah, I think that's more of, I mean, I think it's lightsaber-ish, you know, just like how he's Vader-ish.
Well, and that's the thing. Apparently, you know, that, well, everybody, and of course, everybody regurgitates what's on the web. But the feeling has been that the nerds are saying that he is not a, and maybe this has already been made official by Disney and Abrams, but that he's not a Sith, full Sith.
No.
He's a knight, dark side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a full Sith.
No. They say that. All we know is that there's a mysterious group called the Knights of Ren.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep clarifying that they are not Sith.
Yes.
Which, I mean, that's cool, but it kind of, like I said, J.J. Abrams is totally holding the cards away from us on this.
Yeah.
We have no idea what's going on.
And that's his M.O. That's what he's been known for. He's got the, what is it called, the mystery box that he always likes to have for his new vehicles that he tries to hold back and sort of surprise people. Like, oh, I'm going to use a Caucasian guy to play Khan, even though he's always been a bronze-skinned character in That was my okay. I'm going on my. I had really bad problem, and I like Benjamin Cumberpatch.
Yeah,
Cumberlink.
But I didn't agree with his casting in the role for that Star Trek movie because I thought, okay, though you got a character that was traditionally always and they did such a good job on all the other characters. So that was one of my problems. They came up short on getting Benjamin Cumber in my patch to be the Khan. I always thought, and this is a little bit out of the box, but I thought the guy looked perfect to be, you know, the modern day, you know, the new, younger Khan that would have been great for the prequels, Benjamin Bratt.
Oh, yeah.
I see him, and I was like, you know, he's not someone you think about when you think about casting major films every day, but you think about it, you know, I think he's got the acting chops to have pulled it off, and you think about the original guy, the Fantasy Island guy that played Khan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you look at him. I could see that. Now, that's who they should have got. I really think that's who. You know, and also, here's the thing. Is like they always have, like, with Latino characters, they've got, like, three people, and they get, like, all the roles for all the major. Like, there's that new movie that's going to be coming out with about the Chilean miners.
Yeah.
And they've got Lou Diamond Phillips. You know, you guys, you got your go-tos for every. And these guys aren't even Chilean. Edward James Olmos is in, like, every role they ever needed a guy in his age range. And Robert Rodriguez, of course, is one of the guys that moves away from that, and he broadens that out. And of course, that's, you know, coming from, you know, he understands. So anyway, I'm going off on a tangent here.
Hope is not lost today. It is found.
Hot damn.
All right, who's she crying over?
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about that on the first episode.
At least when I watched it.
That's your version. You've already got that figured out. It's like, yes, it's going to be over me. And I'm going to patch things up with her and before episode 8. So. Do they show it again? Is it, did I back it up enough? All right.
Hope is not lost today. It is found.
Yep, that's Jazz's arm. She's got her hands
exactly. On. You almost saw the foul to leave.
Yeah. You know, by the way, I didn't get to mention this in the last episode. I wore a cap, which I didn't do in the first episode, and I kept hitting the mic the first, like, 5 minutes. So anybody hears episode 2 and you keep hearing a plunk, 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 that's, you know. So anyway, that's pretty interesting. When you look at this, any thoughts closing about the Japanese trailer?
New, what do the words thoughts. Say?
Huh? What's that?
What do them Japanese words say?
I know. I kind of thought that when I first saw that. It's like, what do these, you know, it's words say. I want to know what their version of it is.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, what you call it. Star Wars has a lot of influence from, like, old Japanese cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think it's kind of interesting to kind of see this. Also, it's like some of the footage I've seen kind of, I don't know, has almost like a Nazi feel. You know, like the red, the black, and the white. Of, you know, the Empire.
You know, I thought the same thing, too, yeah.
It's like, there's one shot that just was like, is there, like, Star Wars Hitler coming out?
Uh-huh.
Well,
the one with all the stormtroopers lined up. Yes.
Vader's helmet is modeled after the Nazi soldier helmet.
And I thought about that, too, just a week ago. Or trying to revision history that's been done in dictatorships. And that would be an interesting thing, that's maybe how they wiped for the new generation, kind of this stuff they didn't want people to know until they were ready for them to know or wanted them to know. And anyway, that's just sort of kind of throwing stuff, farting stuff out.
Like, maybe that's why the racists like it.
Yeah. They're like, yes, we like everything except for that. Okay, here.
Space Hitler. Yeah,
I made sure to edit myself and not use their language, what they would have said. And this is The Force Awakens, now the TV spot. I have lived
long enough to see the same eyes in different people. I see your eyes.
That's what she said. I don't even know what
that... Say that again?
I don't even know what that meant.
I have lived long enough to see the same eyes in different people.
That's what she said. I don't even know what that means, but...
I just like the way she said it.
I do like the way she said it. It was kind of hot.
It's kind of breathy. I have lived long enough to see the same eyes in different people.
Are they back on Hoth?
It looks like Hoth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know what Hoth is named after?
No.
Hoth is named after the general who was one of the Jedi who died in the last great Sith War, when the Sith were hundreds of thousands of soldiers and the Republic was a whole thing, right before Darth Bane instigated the Rule of Two, which was there will only be one master and one apprentice in the Sith, which is how we know the Star Wars canon.
Oh, I thought they should call it Coke.
But he was the Jedi general who died in that battle.
And now you know.
There, you know, this is the thing here. You see, again...
The Disney Palace.
That's what I'm thinking, man. It's a
there's Tinkerbell.
It's totally... There's Disney's doing their little placement of their own, you know, marketing. Here, again, I talked about this previous, about Finn, how I thought he kind of seems like he's been sheltered a little bit. And I'm not dogging him. I'm just saying I'm analyzing it. Like, he looks like he's a little bit... And there's something maybe in the character's history why they want him to be... Because you look at him, it's like he's... This robot is kind of like a big fascinating thing. And it's like, well, what galaxy have you been living on, dude? There's all kinds of weird stuff like that around.
That robot looks like it's from another movie. I can't remember which one, but it
looks like Tim Burton. Like,
yeah. You know what? It laying out. It does have a little bit of, yeah, it's a uniqueness. And, of course, this is where they're going to the palace of the Pirate Queen character.
Know your eyes.
Man, she's bad with that dagger.
Oh, yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to say is it looks like there's a big difference between Finn and Rey and their level of like where they've come from, you know. And you see him; he's kind of like fascinated by some of the things. He's walking by that robot. He looks up. He's like a little bit fascinated by it. And then, you know, we had this with Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker was kind of this bit naive, kind of farm boy, kind of seen it first when he was talking to Obi-Wan. Like, oh wow, whoa, you know. So, you know, you can
comparing that to like Leia.
Yeah. And where Leia was very seasoned, been through a lot already in her life, and she was so mature for someone her age.
Follow me.
Yeah, she's leader. She's taking leadership. She's like the leader. Like, she's like, come on, let's go. Come on, yeah, come on with me. Come on with me, Jess. I'll take you on a journey.
Is that the two-player pong at the pizza parlor right there?
This is the shot. It's exploding. It looks like they're in some kind of tower. But so going back, we see Han Solo in the coat. Maybe they're back on Hoth. That was a rumor. You want to talk about after the movie comes out? We got to do a show on what they got right and what they got wrong. And if you look at some of the fan posters that were being done like 2, 3, 4 years ago when it was first announced, however long it's been now when it was first announced, and look at like how funny they are now, because now we know what the characters are, we know who the actors are, but like some of the people they were casting, these random actors they had in some role, and some of the costumes they were using, like there was some of the costumes looked like something out of like Tron, like some 80s hairband video.
Oh yeah.
Some of the big costumes they had people wearing in these posters.
Oh, I can't wait till Family Guy does this episode.
Oh my gosh. Yes. What do we got, about a year to wait on that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
What is Rey is she climbing up on something here? Let's check this out. Right there, was she moving some levers?
I think it's implied that she's flying the Falcon, man.
Yeah, like going full pedal.
She's gonna take that ship, Trans Am, down the high. By the way, is there any better way for the four people that are listening to enjoy video other than in audio form?
Oh,
with our running commentary,
The Force Awakens.
Yeah,
I was raised to do. Thing.
And that's going to be interesting. He's raised to do one thing. Finn, what is he talking about? You know, a lot of people have thought maybe he was in some kind of academy where they were being trained to be stormtroopers from early on, like they do like with war camps in some countries where they take and steal kids out of places, and then they train him from an early age to be a soldier or to be a, you know, in an army. And so there's been that kind of speculation is maybe he was kind of trained early on to be in the stormtroopers, and then he grew up thinking that he was fighting for some cause. And that's, I don't know, what do you think on that, Jazz? What do you think, Jason?
Go ahead.
I do think that maybe he was a stormtrooper and that he just was like, man, this isn't that cool. Or, I mean, from the way he walks, I never thought about it until you pointed out that perhaps he just wasn't cut out for it. And they were like, dude, you need to go find something else to do where you don't have to, like, be physical.
And, of course, no better way to do that than to follow Rey around in Han Solo to be able to avoid activity.
I think they just...
That's strenuous.
I just think they were so pissed they spent all the money fitting the costume on him, you know, and gave him a blaster, and he went out and probably shot some shit he wasn't supposed to, and they just like, okay, we're going by this desert planet. Mm. Your stop's here, buddy.
And you know those costumes aren't cheap.
No, they are not. I actually priced one online. It is between $1,500 and $2,500 for a stormtrooper costume.
Ooh. We're talking about Kickstarters. We could do a Kickstarter on buying a stormtrooper costume. Buy me a stormtrooper costume. They're expensive. What you'll get if you contribute on my Kickstarter to buy me a stormtrooper costume, you'll get a picture of me in the stormtrooper costume that I will send you.
From the beach.
Where I'm giving you a thumbs up. $200 right there. All right. So there we go. So we got that. Any more thoughts kind of in that whole thing? And you see, the kind of thing with him and the stormtrooper is, was he captured as a kid and brought into this academy where they take the kids? Or was it sort of like a privilege, like where is it like an honor to go join this army and become a member of this army because it's like a way out of a situation? Maybe he was, and Luke Skywalker was a farm boy kind of wanting to move on to bigger and better things. Maybe he's a teenager somewhere and he was bored looking for something to do. Hanging out at the car wash just wasn't getting it anymore. It wasn't fun.
But didn't we get an explanation of the stormtroopers, with the last movie? I mean,
well, they said that, they had the clones
yeah.
in the prequels, but apparently there's been speculation that in this movie that they move away from that. It moves away from the clones.
Yeah, supposedly what happened is they used the clones until the end of the Clone Wars.
Yes.
That's when they stopped using the clones because they had inherent problems with the clones. Mm-hmm. Well, other than just freaking out and killing Jedi's any mm-hmm. time everybody said 66. Mm-hmm. They had inherent problems.
It's mass hysteria.
You take a DNA strain and stretch it long enough for a million troops, and I'm sure you run into some genetic defects.
Mm-hmm. You know how you can really get people kind of running the other direction is if you cloned Donald Trump. And he was a stormtrooper in every movie. It was just a bunch of Donald Trumps. He takes his helmet off, and it's just like he's got his hands, his arms out. It's like, it's good, it's good. It's like... He starts chasing after the Jedi's with his hair, kind of hitting him over the head with his hair, from floppy hair.
See, one of my theories is Dick Cheney is Rylo Ren.
Oh, because everybody's been talking about Luke Skywalker Kylo Ren, and we talked about that.
No, it's Dick Cheney.
No, I think he's. I don't think he's Kylo Ren, but I think he's Rylo Ren. All right. So, anyway, we're going to come back. We're going to close out with a segment we call Agree or Disagree. And we know how that game goes. Sometimes it doesn't go at all. Before I forget, I want to get your links and your proper info that you'd like to share with everyone.
Well, we are the Evil Flying Chickens. We have records up on iTunes. We have records up on Amazon. We have a YouTube channel. Just like everybody else, we have an internet presence. We recently released the single The Nerds, which includes the song The Nerds, which is a funny little ditty about nerd empowerment.
Loving it. I'm loving it. I can't wait to come to a show.
Anyway, there's two remixes on the record, and you can pick it up on the iTunes store for $1.99, which is a deal.
It's a bargain.
It's a deal.
And you got the Star Wars Force Awakens t-shirt, and you said you got it at the dollar store?
I got it at Five Below for $5.
What, is Five Below a store?
Yeah, Five Below is a store that has everything. Nothing is over $5.
I'm going to go buy a bunch of those up and flip them on Amazon for $15. Okay. All right.
Oh, and my website's djjazz1.com.
Yeah.
You can find mixes. You can find, like, spoken word videos, news, the band stuff. It's got everything. At Jazz1, both on Instagram and Twitter.
One's up, right?
One's up.
And this man in many hats. And next time he comes on the show, I got to find out why he was banned for life from Fader Fort, which is terrible because Fader Fort puts on such a good party. All right. Or they used to. Okay, I mean, last time I was there, it was a pretty good party. All right, here we go. And again, it was Evil Flying Chickens. So lucky to have Evil Flying Chickens with me for two episodes. I sat in with you for two episodes, and they put up with this hot-ass room I've got them sitting in, and this cold-ass pizza I've got them eating. Anyway, all right, so and if you heard that, it's not Darth Vader. Jason's been vaping while I've been here. He's been on some vapes. Yeah. I am your father. I am your vapor.
Only in Star Wars is that a cool thing to hear.
You're sure he's the father?
Mario, I'm 1,000% sure.
1,000%. When it comes to 3-year-old Jalen, Bobby, you are not
Darth Vapor. Darth Vapor. All right, so you get ready. Here it is. Agree or disagree.
The shit is getting real. Oh, yes, things getting serious. Dude, did you hear what I said? The shit just got real.
Now is where we find out a little bit about you.
Who are you?
Agree or disagree, Luke Skywalker will not appear in Force Awakens until very late in the movie.
Agree. There's no question about that.
Jazz, agree or disagree?
I don't agree, but I agree.
Is that a good move? Is that going to make people feel like they got a little bit gypped a little bit? They waited 30 years for a return of Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, and then we're only going to get him for 15 minutes? Is that a possibility, that a real thing, and is that going to disappoint the fans a little bit?
I don't know. Like, I mean,
I'm going to be a little disappointed if he's only in it for like 15 minutes.
The guy's lucky he's getting work. I mean, let's be serious.
He's the trickster on the fly. Actually, you know, if you think about it, a lot of people think that, you know, he's not been, I mean, he hasn't been like in front of the camera like Harrison Ford. But, I mean, he's done all these voiceovers. He's been the Joker in, like, how many different versions of the animated series.
Oh, yeah.
And, voiceover work is good job, good work if you can get it. I mean, I'll take it any day. You know, I'd take just to do cough in a cartoon and get paid for whatever that pays just to do the cough. You know, do the cough as Scooby-Doo. But, no, I mean, so, the thing is, why would you make that decision to put him in if that's the case?
I don't know, just good storytelling. I mean, people are, I don't know, my hopes are up for this film. I think everybody's hopes are up for this film.
Yeah.
I just really think if we get Skywalker toward the end, it's going to set up for him to have a much bigger role in the next one.
And Abrams has said, whether he's not, certain things he's not going to give away, but he said, he's very important to the plot. He's very pivotal. And the plot, I mean, some people think that he may have already had it, at one point, had set up shop and had a Jedi Academy, like back during that downtime between Return of the Jedi and Episode 8, that he had set up an academy and then things kind of went awry. That's been a theory. That's when the Knights of Ren started, because that was some of his students that went off kind of on a, you know, talking about needing Edward James Olmos and some of his tough love. Could have brought him in to do some of that.
Oh, yeah.
If you could have used him as a Jedi, the Jedi Council, to kind of...
Or maybe Skywalker's been out doing space meth.
He signed that contract that said he can't do any sci-fi after Battlestar Galactica for 10 years.
Edward James Olmos.
Yes, yes.
Wow. That's why he's doing the pilot for the Urban Cowboy TV show that was filming here in Austin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's playing a character, and it's a reimagining, I think. It's got some of the original, but a reimagining of the original Urban Cowboy, too, because it's... You know, it appears from what I've heard that, and what I've read, and kind of piecing things together, and I don't even know, the show may have already got dropped, but they did shoot the pilot. They built a fake Gilly's in South Austin, like a remake. They took a warehouse.
The real Gilly's is still there in Houston, isn't it?
You know, I heard it was closed.
Oh, okay.
But I think there's another Gilly's. I think, no, the original Gilly's is closed, It's like a mattress store now or something. But you could go there and you could put on some headphones and listen to Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places and just close your eyes and imagine you're at the original Gillies. No, they have I think they may have opened another Gillies like Dallas or something, but I could be making that up in my head. And it could just be, you know, the vapor smoke that's got me high.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, there we go. So number two, Disney will make so much money off the new trilogy that they will add an unprecedented episode 10, 11, and 12 after this trilogy's over, continuing this series. Agree or disagree?
I agree. Like, part of me wanted, you know, after the original trilogy, then the prequels, and I just wanted closure with the end of the prequels.
Yeah.
I just kind of wanted it to be done. Now I'm kind of pumped up for this one. But I have a feeling they're going to turn it into, like you're saying with Marvel, or like you look at the Bond franchise, you know, that, mm-hmm. that's going on forever. As long as they can, you know, I guess nail most of them. I mean, I know the more films you do, the more likely you're going to get a dud somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I figure there will be more, and I think they'll kind of branch off a little bit more. Some of the lesser characters may have movies. For every Avengers, you're going to have an Ant-Man. You know, or Green Lantern.
Yeah, we were talking about this on the pizza break earlier, and we were eating that cold-ass pizza. No, but you know, there's like this thing with like Marvel. You're going to hit the bullseye sometimes, right on the money. With when you start making that kind of volume of movies, you're making three and four and five, and you're making two here, and you're making one there, and you're making one every season. They're going to have all these spin-off movies. It will get like the Marvel movies. Sometimes you're going to hit the bullseye, and you're going to get Captain America, and the second Captain America I really liked, the one with Robert Redford was in it, the first Avengers. But then the second Avengers, I thought they was kind of started getting kind of slowed down a little bit by midway in the movie, and just didn't quite knock it out of the park for me. You know, we talked about Iron Man. The first one knocked it out of the park, but the second and third didn't seem to have the same heart.
The first one just had so much heart. I was invested. Wasn't expecting to like it. Loved the first one. Second one was a disappointment.
And it's like doing a TV show. You get shows that you get really invested in, and they'll have random episodes where they just miss the mark. So it's like when you start doing movie series, it does become a little bit like doing a TV series where you're going to have a movie, aka episode, that's just going to miss the mark sometimes, but you could definitely come back by like the next one and you can get it right on the next one and then make a better episode. So it's going to be like these Star Wars movies. They may have a really good 7 and 8, then they may not do it in 9, quite hit the mark, but then that Rogue movie they're making off to the side, they may be unbelievable. It's just going to be, you know, kind of hit or miss. It's just when you start to hit numbers like that where you're doing so many, sometimes you're going to get something really incredible that may even be better than Empire Strikes Back. And then sometimes you're going to get some other stuff that's just going to be like, oh, this is kind of the sleeper. I could fall asleep in this one. All right, so next one. This one's just for Jazz.
All right.
I kind of threw this in at the last minute. Is Forrest Gump the only former Alabama Crimson Tide player that you could say that you might actually kind of like and dig?
Oh, you hit me in my heart. I'm an LSU guy.
I knew this, and so I had to see what he would say, because, you know. Now, Forrest, he's from Alabama, right, in the movie?
Yes. Yeah,
okay. But his best friend in the movie.
Oh, yeah, Bubba.
Bubba's from Louisiana, yeah. So they had probably had that little rivalry going on there in the movie.
Oh, man, I hate Alabama.
Yeah, it's probably timing-wise, it's probably not the best time to ask that question, but is Forrest Gump a Crimson Tide player, former Crimson Tide player, that you might actually like?
No, he played for Bama. Like, I like other things about him. I don't like that he played for the Tide.
That's one. So you like them in general, but then, oh, why'd you have to go play for them?
I want to interject, man.
Uh-huh.
If the movie is any proof, Gump has no idea what he's doing. So I don't think we can hold the being a member of the Crimson Tide against him. Dude, he didn't know what he was doing at all.
Well, he is developmentally challenged.
Yeah.
So it does make sense that he went to Bama.
Okay, on that note, and that's, you got your little zinger then at the end there.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, for the Tigers. One for the Tigers. Okay, the watch phone will replace the handheld phone by the year 2020. Agree or disagree?
Like, I don't see it replacing. To me, it just seems like an extension.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's kind of where we're at now. I just, don't know, unless it turns into the cuff.
I've had this debate with people before. I think that people are going to get tired of carrying around this block, this little flat piece of block around in their pockets at some point. And I think that watch phone, you know, I think what it'll do technology-wise, the watch will end up having some sort of hologram or projector. So you could take it off and set it on the desk, and you could hit a button, and it'll project whatever you're typing or whatever you're doodling or surfing through onto a wall or onto, you know, table.
Well, I know it was toward the end of Futurama, you know, they had the iPhone episode where, like, the device was implanted into your eye. Yeah,
that's a scary thing. We start talking about implanting stuff into our bodies. This is when it gets really
cyborg
creepy. Okay. Ewan McGregor, Ewan McGregor, will reprise his role as Obi-Wan in the form of hologram, of course, to speak to Luke in the new trilogy. Kind of like Sir Alec Guinness did at one point, and now that Sir Alec Guinness is obviously no longer with us, would they bring back the Ewan McGregor version of Obi-Wan to do the same?
Okay, I'm going to agree. If it's not that, like, to me, there's going to be several things that are going to echo, like the trilogy. Yeah, we're going to see some things that are familiar. It seemed like that sun, the sunset or sunrise or whatever, that shot seemed familiar. I think there's going to be a lot of, best word I can come up with is echoes of the former films. I think that could very well be in there. But if not, you're going to see some things in there go, oh yeah, that's from Empire.
Or they do some manipulation special effects and bring back the Sir Alec Guinness version of Obi-Wan to pay homage to the originals and have that Sir Alec Guinness talk. Of course, you know, Sir Alec Guinness apparently later didn't like the movies. Was he kind of hated?
Yeah,
the movie?
he was like, I just need to eat that week. You know, he didn't understand it.
Yeah, he thought it was kind of goofy, silly, because he was like,
oh yeah,
I had already been in film and cinema for many years and had this career that was, you know, pretty prestigious.
Didn't he do a lot of stage stuff?
Yeah. Very prestigious career. All right, female Ghostbusters will become a major hit in 2016, spawning the eventual junior Ghostbusters. Agree or disagree?
On which part?
Well, the overall question.
I disagree with the junior Ghostbusters. Yeah, I think that casting, I think that's going to work.
The casting's very good. If they have writing that's not Blues Brothers 2, then it could be, it could be, and that movie was low. It could be pretty good. All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. When we come back, we're going to do my thoughts and advice for the day. We're going to wrap it up because the dogs are probably out in the hallway. They're probably getting a little restless. My wife is down the hallway, probably trying to get to sleep. So we're going to wrap it up here in a minute with thoughts and advice. And I can't think Evil Flying Chickens enough for being here and doing this and spending their time with my bullshit.
Well, thank you for having us, man.
We enjoyed it.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be back. So we're on the break. Jason's like, did I just say Zen music for contraception? And then we go back and look, it was for concentration. But then you realize, okay, where is this? You know where this guy's mind is. You know, it's where he's thinking. And so I want to get out of this hot room with him quick. We've been here a while. He might be needs to get out and walk around a little bit. So my thoughts and advice for your day to close the show out with, just something to think about. Before you start a segment like thoughts and advice for your day, if you ever do a segment, I don't know why you would do a segment. Maybe you do a segment at your house just for your neighbors, like go house to house and give them your thoughts and advice for the day. At any rate, before you do a segment, have a segment prepared and know what your thoughts and advice for the day is actually going to be. So you can tell your 3 listeners, your 5 downloads, some actual thoughts and advice. But since I didn't prepare a thought and advice for this particular episode, that's my advice. It's just to prepare for your segment.
That's a freestyle, yo.
Yeah. 8 Mile for sure. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to turn that damn music off. Every time. All right. Once again, I want to thank you guys. And we will be back with more Thunder Pop. in the helmet of Darth Vader. Every single time he lies. This was... I Hit the Bricks production.